Yeah, that's the Joy Division.
Thanks again, Lisa. That's another just prize. Nice piece of double record there. Let's see. We had before that was Public Image. Right. Yeah, Rise from that Public Image Pill record, P-I-L. Thin Lizzy we had in there with Jailbreak we opened up that set with. Didn't we? I think it was. There's a segment we do here. It's called Rise from the Basement because it's no lie. In the basement, we're miles apart. No surprise, going to rise from the basement. What it is, it's home recordists. Any style, any genre, just has to be recorded where they live, where they sleep. So people, I'm running into people. I get out there once in a while, and I see people, and I talk to them. And this is one cat that I talked to, Hank. And he's got an act called Seismic City. And it's an album. Let's do it. I got a link here, a Spotify link, so I'm going to touch this. I'm going to turn... hold on. I'm not going to turn anything up until the Spotify. I don't know. I don't trust you yet. Jonathan Beast and the Bathroom Floors. Holy shit. That's the name of the song, I think. All right. Let's dig it. Got to turn that up. I'm touching this. it seems like it's accepting my request. Perhaps. Yes? No? Come on. My volume is not all the way up. It is always all the way up. And... Oh, crap, man. Is it the... All right, hold on. Just play. All right, we're going to work on that. While you listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel like that sometimes, man? The earth just moving and tumbling down and shit sometimes?
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm getting over a cold, so I have...
All right, man. This is Yuri G, fucking bedridden. Dig. So what's going on?
I'm not bedridden. I've been coughing and hacking. My radio voice has been damaged or perhaps...
I like this voice, man. You're like Vincent Price or something. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's my favorite voice.
I'm sorry that it causes you so much pain to achieve this plateau.
Art is suffering.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
It is.
It is. That's what all the fucking losers say, man, that don't make any money. Yeah.
Right, that's what I say.
I think pain is a good pain and art seem to go good together.
Yeah.
It's like my partner made this flan, you know, and it was like a cheesecake flan. It was like really good. And then I put a little like raspberry jam on it, preserves or whatever.
What the hell? What were you thinking?
Oh no! This after I had had some. So there was a couple of good sizes.
So you're experimenting.
Yeah, I'm at this experimental stage, and man, I hit on something, and it was good. It's good.
Strictly caramel for me.
That's cool. I understand. I mean, you're a pro. That's the way it is.
I'm just a traditionalist like that.
I get it, but I don't get bogged down in tradition, man. I just like to get out there.
No, man, you're just out there living. You're living.
I am like, just fucking out there on the edge, living
it. Hey, you know, I wanted to let you know, I like threw a curveball at the end here. I sent another song.
Oh, okay. I'm struggling with shit now anyway. Technically, I was doing a Rise from the Basement and I couldn't get anything to play. So hopefully you're... did you text it to me?
I did. All right. It seemed to arrive. So.
All right. Maybe it's there. I haven't checked my mail lately. So we'll see.
Well, you know, get out there and if the red flag is up, it means you received an email.
There's a red flag? Really?
Tip it up on the mailbox.
Let's not bog ourselves down with my like ignorance. But what do you got going on for us, sick boy?
Well, let me tell you a little the journey I had. So I sent you earlier a song from a band called Madhouse, and Madhouse is really just Prince, and maybe only Prince, but maybe some players, but like. It's unclear, like some of the players.
This is like an alter ego kind of thing, or some kind of.
It's like it was like a band.
Okay. Right?
It was like a Prince band, but it's unclear how many other people are actually in the Prince band. Maybe just Prince.
Okay.
But it was like in the '90s. He wanted to make a jazz record. He's like, I got some jazz ideas, so he made these jazz records, and like didn't necessarily get released, and they're kind of they exist out there, and there are a couple tracks on the digital streaming platform.
Sure.
And I was just like, this is so cool that like I'm not a Prince completist, but I'm like a lifelong Prince fan. Like I love Prince. And I was like, even now, 5 years after his death,
yeah.
I'm still discovering stuff that like Prince did that I didn't have any idea that he did.
Right,
and,
right.
Like that just put a smile on my face. But you know what? Then I was like, flush that down the toilet because, Bobby Weir died.
God, that's a great story. Bobby Weir did die. One of the last founding members of the Dead, man.
Well, yeah. So I was like, I'm sitting here on hold with you, and I'm like, why am I not playing my favorite Bobby Weir song? And so I sent that instead.
Okay. That's awesome.
And I just want to tell you, like, a couple things I did in, like, basking in Bobby Weir's legacy.
Uh-huh.
One thing is I found an isolated... rhythm guitar track from a live show of him playing Bertha, like in '72, where you just hear his.
It's he does a thing, right? It's not like he's just strumming away at. He's making things happen. Definitely.
It's weird. It's weird what he did. I remember, and I read like last week after he died, Bob Dylan, the some bad, it's not a Bob Dylan quote. It was basically commented on, like, no one played rhythm guitar like Bob Weir. And, like, and it made me, because, you know, I was always a Jerry guy. And, like, I always, Bobby Weir, he's, like, pretty boy, and he's kind of corny. And But some of my favorite Dead songs are Bobby songs. And Cassidy is, like, one of my all-time favorite, you know, quote-unquote Grateful Dead. It was, like, a Bob Weir, like, solo song. Uh-huh. It's a Grateful Dead song. And so listening to that isolated, you know, rhythm track, I was like, man, like, it's some weird stuff. And then I found a live performance from him, like, 10 years ago, him playing, like, on The Late Show with John Mayer.
Uh-huh.
And watching the John Mayer basically being, like, Jerry, but, like, Bobby taking the lead and watching him, like, just add accents with his rhythm guitar.
Yeah, yeah,
watching
yeah.
Watching them bounce off each other. I was like, man, this is really cool. And so, like, you know, like, I was never a huge Bobby fan, but I'm really feeling his loss as a longtime Deadhead. And Cassidy is, like, one of my favorite Dead songs.
All right.
So I thought, well, rather than, like, this Prince thing is cool, and, like, I love this, like, in after your death, still, like, giving.
Yeah, we can get to Prince, man. It's all, we got miles of Prince in us here.
Well,
so,
like, I kind of also thought they work together because the both are still giving us their legacy even beyond the grave. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Like, I'm like, I missed out. Like, I slept on Bobby
yeah.
Weir. You know? I slept on this last iteration of the Dead. It's uh-huh. like, John Mayer, what a cornball. And, like, John Mayer and Bobby Weir, oh my God, that's like, you know, this is like freaking, you know, this is like cornball central. But then I'm like, man, I missed it. I could have seen those shows and I could have experienced what they had together, which seemed to be very special. And I could have appreciated Bobby when he was here, and so I'm.
Dude, you can't. Don't beat yourself up about it, man. It's okay.
I'm basking in Bobby's legacy, and Cassidy is like my favorite. One of my favorite Grateful Dead songs. It's definitely my favorite Bobby song.
Okay, well, I hope with all this that I can get it to play. That would really stink if I couldn't. But
whatever. Just go ahead and play. Like,
yeah, you know, we'll. We'll prattle on, but I gotta thank you again. You know, just calling in, man, and checking in. I appreciate that.
Man, I look forward to it every week. I look forward to it,
and I'll try.
And even if I only talk to you for 5 minutes, I just love that.
Yeah,
I don't have a lot of friends, and all my friends are intense relationships.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you are the person I speak to the most. Like, dude. On the freaking money every week. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that we can connect like this.
Yeah. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. All right, man. Putting more pressure on me. God, I hope this thing plays. But, okay, so we're going to...
That would be ideal if it, like, played.
God, if it just... or if it failed, it's like, yeah, there they are. Yeah. All right, sick, man. Take care of yourself.
All right, I'll talk to you next week. Peace out.
Bye. All right, so we're... We're disconnecting from Yuri G, and I'm going to my thing, and I'm finding what he sent us. So there was the Cassidy. This is it. It's showing. All right. So I'm going to plug in the said dongle. Sometimes you got to do these things in a certain order. It's so. I don't know. Yeah, it's just so. All right, so it made noise. That's Dig. This is it. I'm going to touch the thing, and it's going to dig.
A bunch of lonesome and very quarrelsome heroes were smoking out along the open road. The night was very dark and thick between them. Each man beneath his ordinary load. Before I turn into gold. But no one really could hear him. The night so dark and thick and green. Well, I guess that these heroes must always live there, where you and I I've only been. Put out your cigarette, my love. You've been alone too long. And some of us are very hungry now to hear what it is you've done that was so wrong. Sing this for the crickets. I sing this for the army. I sing this for your children and for all who do not need me.
Yeah, Leonard Cohen, Lonesome Heroes, something, Lonesome Heroes. We're going back to the basement, and we're going to the basement. We're going to give Hank another try here, Seismic City. I'm going to open it up on Spotify. I believe that was my problem. This is Jonathan Beast and the Bathroom Floors, Seismic City is the act, if you dig it. Man, I'm hoping... Really? Oh, this is kind of sad. 12th song. Am I doing something wrong? Crooked Spines, Bloody More. Let's try another thing. All right. It's playing. It says it's playing. Oh, shit. All right. My bad. We're going to go back. Sean. Yeah. All right. This is this will be the one, Seismic City, Jonathan Beast. All right. I'm gonna try that, and we're hoping, man. Oh no, you failed me. Crooked Spines. Let's try this. This is Red Fern.
Yeah, it's the Screaming Blue Messiahs, if you were wondering. Yeah, they were around for a while, put out a couple records, and that's a good tune. Wild Blue Yonder. We're going back to the basement. This is my friend Lee. He came out of nowhere, man. He's a mountain man. I don't know, he's living up. He's got a cabin up and things, but he used to work at a cool establishment. Deluxe, his little kind of bar, small music venue. Actually, he said they may reopen it. They closed it for a couple of years, but it's a really nice spot. Really old line bar, you know, with the bat, you know, it's all cool place, a lot of good woodwork and all that kind of, just a beautiful spot. Deluxe, yeah. This is 13 Moons. We're going to open this up on Spotify. 13 Moons by Kali Genius. More by Kali Genius. KALIGINOUS. Oh. All right. That was Tears for Fears from that record called, you know that one. Mere 17, I think. I don't know. It's like their first record. Thank you, Scott, for that. We're going back to the basement. Song's called Bus Stop Cheetos. I don't know. All right. Okay. Bus Stop Cheetos. We're touching that. We're seeing if something's going to happen. It's a thing. Yeah, open with Spotify. I mean, will that work?
Bus Stop Cheetos. I only need you when I'm waiting on the bus. Bus Stop Cheetos. I only need you when I'm waiting on the bus. In Elf's basement, no fault for replacement. I got the brains, then leave, then rip on face. Do wrong time. Bus Stop Cheetos. Need you when I'm waiting on the bus. Bus Stop Cheetos. I only need you when I'm waiting on the bus. You always say the best for someone's down. Could be 15 minutes, could be half an hour. I hope you hold out, 'cause I'm hoping for Bus Stop Cheetos. I only need you when I'm waiting on the bus. Bus Stop Cheetos. I only buy you when I need you.
Take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory. Beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore. Tell me who could ask for more. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor. Only as free as a padlocked prison door. Only as strong as our love for this land. Only as tall as we stand. For here is a land full of power and glory. Beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all, on us all.
Inside my show.
And
Sandy, whoa, whoa, looks a scream. Had him on my whoa, whoa, Andy, whoa, whoa, silver screen. Can't tell them apart at all. Andy walking, Andy tired, Andy take a little snooze. Tie him up when he's fast asleep, send him on a pleasant cruise. When you wake up on the sea, be sure to think of me and you. To think about paint and to think about glue, what a jolly boring thing to do. Andy, whoa, whoa, let's just scream. Hang him on my whoa. Andy, whoa, whoa, silver screen. Can't tell them apart at all.
Yeah, that's David Bowie, Andy Warhol. Hey, I'm going to try something. And we're kind of winding down today. It's been a good show. Thank you, contributors. Those of you who listen, be as decent as you can. We work tight, right? Around us, it's like decent to one another, and then they're decent to other people. It just kind of... you know, still we must fight the power. I know, it's a rough thing to do, man. Long Riders we had in there. Off the folk record I got, I think it was a Phil Oakes, Power and the Glory. Power and the Glory, that's right. That's what we need, more glory. For our last song, our last song this evening, I've got this Katrina and the Waves, and it is a sealed copy, never been opened, from 1985 maybe, and it's a 12-inch single with Katrina and the Waves. Nice, beautiful photograph of them. Do you want crying? Is it? There's no question mark. Do you want crying? The extended version, which I think we'll probably just do that. So I don't know if I'm going to drop dead, but I'm releasing things from these, you know, microbes from the 1980s. So this is, of course, I didn't plan this out and have a razor blade or something in here. Well, we're going to do this. I'm getting through it. This is 1980s plastic, man. That's when they had the real stuff. I'm going to have to get my carpet knife out and have at this stuff. Wow. I wanted to save it. I wanted to keep it hermetically sealed, right? So in case something happened. You guys would know that, like, wow, he was okay, and then he cracked the plastic on the record, and then something weird happened. So that's kind of what I'm trying to. Wow, no wonder it's like impossible to open. I think it's like not even I think it's just glued on to the record itself. And the thing is, you know, I didn't like even back this up or anything. I'm like, all right, yeah, this is cool. We're going right out with Katrina and the Waves. But I don't think that's going to happen because it's so stubbornly... This is like, oh, man, like, I almost have flop sweat that this... But, you know, it had, I have not, like, living through this thing for so many years that I've gone, but I have finally liberated it from its plasticity. Katrina and the Waves, man, we're doing side one, cut one, motherfuckers, while we still have time. Here it is. Again, this has been Bug Off Square. Thanks for doing what you got to do. And, you know, we do what we can here. I should have brought my blade, man. What am I doing?